This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Geology Rocks! The Geological Society!
Hi! I'm back at the beach today on the hunt for more ammonites for my collection. Beaches are a really cool place to hang out if you like geology. Look, I've got thousands of rocks right here in my hand. Okay, I admit it. It's just sand. My hands aren't that big. But many of the grains of sand were once part of rocks. They've just worn down into tiny bits. Here's the cool part. Some of these grains might end up as bigger rocks again one day, and it's all to do with the rock cycle. And these grains of sand are pretty likely to end up as sedimentary rocks, although there are other types too. Let's see how it happens. First, we need to go upstream a bit. We're in one of the rivers that leads to the sea, and we can see tiny bits of broken rock being carried along the current. These rocks come from mountains, and it's been a tough ride for them, as they get bashed around in the current and broken up even more. Cold weather can make them shatter too. And so, this part of the journey might take thousands of years. That's a lot of winters. By the time they reach their resting point here at the bottom of the ocean, the particles are tiny. They sink to the ocean bed where they build up in layers of sediment. Now, whilst the little particles might be just lying there, the real work is about to begin with the next part of the process. It's called compaction. Our particles are covered over by layer after layer of sediment, with the ones at the top squashing the ones at the bottom. A bit like being in a rugby scrum. Huh! It might seem odd that they get so squashed when they're just layers of tiny specks, but think of it like paper. One piece of paper is very light, but if you ever tried to carry a big pile of books, you'll know the weight can add up, and you don't want to drop them on your foot. Oh, that would hurt. So as the particles are squashed together, new minerals form and stick the particles together, a bit like cement. This is called cementation, and after millions of years, sedimentary rock will be formed. Sandstone is a really common type of sedimentary rock, made up of, well, sand. Other types are limestone and shale.
Geology picks.
One of the absolutely brilliant things about sedimentary rocks is that they're pretty much the only type of rock that might have fossils in them. That makes them my favourite. Most fossils we find are of plants and animals that lived and died in the sea or in swamps, marshes, or at the edge of lakes. This meant they were in just the right place to be buried in the sediment and, if they were lucky, turned into fossils. The soft parts rotted away, leaving behind hard parts like bones, teeth, and shells, which were gradually replaced by other minerals. And that made the fossils that we find today. So, if you have chalky hills or a beach near you, why not try some rock watching for yourself? Maybe you'll find some ammonites for my collection. Time to go! See you again soon. In the meantime, find out more on the Fun Kids website.
Geology Rocks! The Geological Society!
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.